This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Woo, happy Halloween. Spooky. I still don't know what I'm going to be for Halloween tonight. I was thinking about being Papadopoulos for Halloween. Have you guys heard that name? Right? Papadopoulos? Okay. Apparently George Papadopoulos, all right, has been in the news, right? Okay, I'm seeing some shaking heads. Nobody wants me to. Nobody wants me to be Papadopoulos. It's a funny name. It's just a funny name. Anyway, Papadopoulos pleaded guilty earlier this month to making a false statement to the FBI that he lied about his interactions with foreign officials close to the Russian government. Now, remember, last year I was a confidential email on Hillary Clinton's server. That was my Halloween costume. Remember I walked around with the big C? Yeah, nobody got it except the conservatives. You know, everybody was like, huh? I don't get it. What does C stand for? So I was a classified email. I thought it was a great costume because I didn't have to spend, that much money. But I told you guys, my favorite costume ever. Yeah, nobody wants to spend a lot of money on costumes. When I was a kid, you made whatever your mom, had in the closet or, I don't know, in the cupboards, and you just, put food coloring on your face, and that's how you made yourself ready for Halloween. Now, these kids are going to stores, and they're buying $100 masks, and have all these fancy costumes. I don't even know what my kids are going to be. One time, my son was a pregnant cheerleader, and he really, really liked that one. It was actually pretty funny. It's his cheerleader outfit. With the big, baby belly in there, and the school didn't like it because he was wearing it during the Halloween parade. And then my other son, he kind of likes the whole, Lord of the Rings and Assassin's Creed and, that kind of stuff. So he likes to wear that kind of fancy stuff. Why can't World of Warcraft? Yeah, he loves wearing that kind of thing. So in medical school, my favorite and easiest costume was Inside Out. Honestly, if you guys have no idea what to do today, all right, get out of the shower naked, put on your shirt and pants, no underwear. Yet, all right, put on your shirt and pants, and then put your underwear on after that. All right, I was Inside Out, right? So I had a shirt and shorts, then I had a bra and panties, and then I had Kleenex attached to the bra, right? And then I had a maxi pad on the underwear, and I was Inside Out. It's a great costume. It was cheap. It was easy. It was, those are the best costumes. Here's some stupid costumes. Hold on a second. I pulled up a site. Here's some real stupid costumes here. Okay, one was somebody dressed up as a toilet. All right, and she's just walking around with a toilet seat, and she has made out of foil the little handle. I guess that's okay. One guy, you guys have seen this, the free mammogram with divots for people to put their breasts, free mammogram, place boobs here. That's inappropriate, okay? You can't get away with that now in this day and age, but apparently he thought that was a very, very smart costume. There's a Jewish Wolverine. There's a guy dressed up with a menorah on his hand like Wolverine. I mean, it works. Let me see. There's a guy who dressed up as Bacon Hitler. So he has bacon across his hair and then two strips of bacon under his nose. That's just ridiculous. I don't understand. All right, and then you have this one family that looks like they're all in Oh, I don't even want to go there. That's like crazy. You got babies looking like they have aliens coming out of them. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, here's one costume. Oh, no. Look, I love Montana. Right, KBOZ is one of my favorite affiliates out there. I'm a huge fan of Montana, but I guess somebody dressed up, which is really inappropriate, where he has a sheep attached to him and his pants down. Now, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. No, man, Montana is God's country. Gorgeous. Don't be messing with that. Let me see. What else do we have here? Oh, no. Okay, this is another bad one. Remember when Christopher Reeve had his accident, and then he was, you know, paraplegic, quadriplegic. Somebody dressed up in a Superman outfit and is in a wheelchair with the, you know, with the cages and stuff. That's, like, sad. That's, like, really sad and really, really stupid. Let me see what else we have here. Oh, no. Okay, you know what? Some of these are just really, really bad. I can't even talk about them. I don't understand what people do. Of course, you know, the tampon. Somebody's a Tampax. That's good. Oh, no, this is cute. This is cute. Okay, there's one costume where this is something you guys could do, where it's kind of like a box or it's a poster that has YouTube on it. And it says, drunk guy makes out with hottest chick at the party. And it's basically him and his girlfriend. And you see this on a YouTube thing, and that's their costume. You know, that's pretty talented. I think that's pretty cute. Halloween, obviously one of my favorite holidays next to Christmas. I love it. And I know I'm Jewish. So Hanukkah comes, I think, third. I'm sorry. Yeah, I tell you, I love to be Jewish and I love Hanukkah, but I mean Christmas, I'm sorry, Christmas is number one. It's like, you know, the most awesome holiday. So it comes Christmas, Halloween, and then Hanukkah, and then, for me. I gotta tell you, the Halloween, man, oh, the candy. Now, I do have to talk about some safety tips coming up because it is dangerous. Halloween is dangerous. And, apparently with my show, I'm supposed to try to be a little medical, you know, because I'm a doctor. So I gotta kind of act MD-ish. But, I really want you guys to have fun out there and try to trick-or-treat in the rich neighborhoods because they give out big candy bars. They don't give out those little baby Hershey's things. They give out the big, huge candy bars for $1 a bar, and those are awesome. And for those of you that want to trick or drink, I'm going to be advising you not to trick or drink. All right, you got to watch the kids. You know, when you go to each house, you go trick or drink, and then somebody's like, well, what do you want, tequila or vodka? You're like, both. And they put in your thing, and then you drink, and you go to the next house. Yeah, don't do that. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network on this very spooky Halloween for making the show happen. And big thanks to Boo Boo Blake for I tried to make this Halloween relevant. I'm sorry. You know what? I like that Boo Boo Blake, even if it's not Halloween. Can I call you Boo Boo Blake all the time? Big thanks to Boo Boo Blake for working the dials. I like that. That is catchy. Man. All right. Anyway, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and DrDahlia.com. Trying to get all relevant for Halloween. By the way, go to my Twitter or Facebook or call in. I don't care. Tell us the Halloween candy that you couldn't stand when you went trick-or-treating because it was either cheap or it had no flavor or it was the most untasty candy out there. I have a poll going right now on Facebook and Twitter. What was your most hated candy when you went trick-or-treating? Mine was Bit of Honey. I could not stand Bit of Honey. I'm like, it's supposed to be one of the worst tasting candies. They were hard. I almost broke my tooth on it. And I really couldn't stand when people gave out pennies. Like, do you guys remember that in the late 70s, early 80s? You go trick-or-treating and somebody would give you a penny. And you're like, are you kidding me? I mean, what am I supposed to do with that? And my mom said, well, if you have 10 of them, you could go buy a tampon. So I'll take the pennies. My mom was like, somebody gives you money, you take it. And I'm like, man. Also, I remember in California, you used to have to pay to go to the bathroom. When I was a little girl, I just remember you had to pay to use the restroom. I think you even had to pay to use a restroom at Disneyland. I forget that. It was just like in Europe where you can't go to the bathroom without paying money. So pennies, I think now I will take pennies. That's fine by me. Okay, but anyway, let's just really quickly review some history of Halloween. Pretty, pretty cool. Okay? All right, so basically, it has its roots in age-old European traditions. This is according to History.com. History.com always is a great place to go. Whenever you don't know what the hell holiday you're celebrating, go to History.com because it really, really tells you some of the deep, deep scoop. Okay, and as many of us know, we talked about this last year, it originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. Now, Samhain, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, is when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. In the 8th century, according to History.com, Pope Gregory III designated November 1 as a time to honor All Saints. So soon, All Saints Day incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain. Now, the evening before All Saints Day was known as All Hallows Eve. Now, All Hallows Eve, that just sounded too old-fashioned for modern folk. So later, that later came, you know, turned into Halloween. And then Halloween turned into, you know, trick-or-treating and activities and jack-o'-lanterns and people going trick-or-drinking and getting drunk and all sorts of stuff, okay? But basically, with the ancient origins, they said the Celts, right, they lived, what, 2,000 years ago in an area that is now Ireland. All right, United Kingdom and Northern France. Okay, so they knew how to party, right? Okay, and they celebrated their new year, November 1. This day marked the end of summer and the harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter. Now, remember, back then, 2,000 years ago, winter up in the UK, Northern France, Ireland area, that was pretty deadly. So they associated winter with human death. So Celts believed that on the night before the new year, that was like the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead, and that's where it would become blurred. That was kind of like the boundary. And so on the night of October 31st, they would celebrate Samhain because they thought what it would do is kind of, you know, scare off the ghosts. All right? Because the ghosts of the dead would, you know, come to Earth and, you know, get ready, you know, for the winter and people dying and whatever. Okay, so now, all right, we're going through the history of Halloween. All right, and I think this stuff is really, really cool. Okay, now, the Celts thought that the presence of these spirits and ghosts or whatever made it easier for the druids or priests to make predictions about the future, they said. So the druids would build these huge sacred bonfires, and the people would gather and burn crops and animals as sacrifices to the Celtic deities. This is like a really, really big, this isn't just about, you know, saying boo and crappy candy. I mean, this was some real choreographed, dedicated, you know, traditions to make sure that people would kind of, you know, stay alive throughout the winter. All right. Now, during the celebration, the Celts would wear costumes, usually animal heads and skins. They would try to tell each other's fortunes. And then when the celebration was over, they would relight these fires that they had extinguished earlier in the evening because they wanted this fire, the sacred bonfire, to protect them against the coming winter. Okay, now, by 43 AD, the Romans had conquered most of the Celtic territory. And so the Romans decided to kind of mix it up a little bit. They had this thing called Feralia. Now, Feralia sounded like Dahlia, so it's probably a very sexy holiday. anyway, so the first was Feralia, and wherever it was feral, right, there was a day in late October when the Romans traditionally commemorated the passing of the dead. Then the second was a day to honor Pomona. Now, we're not talking about Pomona, you know, like the Pomona Highway in California. We're not talking about that. Pomona was the Roman goddess of fruit and trees. So the symbol of Pomona was the apple. And remember,
apples, you know, fall time apples. So it made sense for there to be apples. However, they think the tradition of bobbing for apples came from the Roman times when they incorporated that celebration into Samhain. Now, bobbing for apples is probably the most unsanitary thing to do. We used to do that as a kid, right? You would stick your head and try to lick and bite and grab an apple. And if you missed it before the time is up because your hands were tied behind your back, somebody else had to do it. I think I don't think kids these days bob for apples, but we all did, and we probably gave each other type 1 herpes. All right, well, that's where it came from. Now we're going into All Saints Day. So May 13th, 609 AD, all right, if any of you guys were around back then, Pope Boniface IV dedicated the Pantheon in Rome in honor of all Christian martyrs. And the Catholic feast of All Martyrs Day was established in the Western Church. Now, Pope Gregory III later expanded this festival to include all saints, souls, martyrs, and moved this observance from May 31st to November 1. So now Christianity was spreading to the Celtic lands. It gradually blended in. And then in 1000 AD, the church made November 2nd All Souls Day. Not like Soul Train, but All Souls Day. Now that's a day to honor the dead. And they believed that what the church was doing was slowly replacing the Celtic festival with a more church-related sanctioned holiday, which was really, it was cool. So All Souls Day was celebrated very similar to Samhain. You had the bonfires, you had the parades, people were dressing up as saints and angels and devils, and then All Saints Day was also called All Hallows, and the Middle English called it All Hallowmas. I don't know what the hell that meant. But anyway, okay, so now New England, okay, we have colonial New England, and you had a lot of Protestant, a very, very strong Protestant belief system there, according to History.com. And they say Halloween was much more common in Maryland and the southern colonies, so not all colonies took to it yet. And, you know, some of them didn't really want to bring any European holidays over here or whatever. But I guess what they used to do in America is they kind of blended it with the American Indians and some of the European festivities, and they started to make a type of public event in America called a play party, where you would celebrate the harvest, neighbors would share stories of the dead, tell each other's fortunes, etc. So here we are now in you know, 1600s, 1700s, you know, still doing what we did back in ancient times. Very, very cool. All right. Then you would have ghost stories, and then a lot of the colonial colonies started to do like mischief making. So that's where we started to get into the whole trick type thing. Now, when the second half of the 19th century came around, America was flooded with new immigrants. And remember, we had the Irish potato famine at the time. So many of these Irish folk are like, wait a second here. Okay, Halloween was cool. Let's really start to, you know, spice this up. So I think the Irish get a lot of credit for us having, you know, the more fun type of Halloween. So now Americans were starting to dress up as costumes. They went house to house asking for food or money. That later became trick or treat. Young women believed that on Halloween they could hopefully find their future husband by doing tricks with yarn, or I don't know, they would, you know, just kind of do whatever, and they thought that was a great way to meet guys. Oh, I would be so all over that. All right. And then, I guess in the late 1800s, they started to make it more about communities and neighborhoods and, you know, ghosts, and it just started to slowly look like what we have today. By the 1920s and 30s, you started to see Halloween become more secular, not as much religious, more parades and more parties, etc. And then by the 1950s, they had to really start to stop the vandalism. Apparently, there was a lot of vandalism, and Halloween turned into kind of a type of holiday where people would really, really, you know, make messes and stuff. But anyway, so now, basically, we have kids, you know, blackmail people for candy, and if not, threaten them with a trick, like toilet paper in their house. It's good old American fun. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
ThePowerMall.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. I can't do the scary thing. I'm sorry. The FDA is asking us not to overdose on black licorice this week. I can't stand black licorice. I don't understand why that's a candy. I know some of you guys love it. I cannot stand black licorice. It tastes so bad. Well, the FDA is saying that if you are over 40, and unfortunately I'm over 40, don't tell anybody, please keep it under wraps. Try and act like I'm in my 20s. Thank God for Photoshop. But for people 40 or older, if they eat 2 ounces of black licorice a day for at least 2 weeks, that could trigger an irregular heart rhythm and arrhythmia. Now, arrhythmias, you have an abnormal heart rhythm, then your heart's not going to beat properly, you're going to have a heart attack and die. So black licorice could be very deadly. Why? Well, because black licorice contains a compound called glycyrrhizin. Now, do you guys know how to spell glycyrrhizin? You better, because I'm going to give you a pop quiz. G-L-Y-C-Y-R-R-H-I-Z-I-N. Now, the reason why I bring that up is I'm very suspicious of anything that has two R's in it. Okay, in America, in English, we don't really have two R's. Now, we do in Spanish, you know? Correr, I can't roll my R's, but when you have glycyrrhizin, okay, in an American word, that to me is evil. That means something's really, really wrong here, okay? Now, apparently, that's derived from licorice root. Now, glycyrrhizin, what it does is it causes potassium levels in the body to fall. That could lead to abnormal heart rhythms, as well as high blood pressure, swelling, lethargy, which is you getting tired, and congestive heart failure, according to the FDA. After one stops eating black licorice, your potassium levels will return to normal. There should be no permanent health problems, according to the FDA. And why are you guys eating the black licorice? See, you want to know what I'm really mad at black licorice? I'll tell you why, man. Because when I was little, I was kind of stupid, okay? And from afar, a bowl of little baby black licorice bites looked like chocolate. And you guys know I have been a chocoholic since I was a fetus. And so when I was little, I would go up to wherever that bowl would be, grab a bunch of that licorice, and chew into it like it was chocolate. And the mind blow, or, you know, the term for it, where you were really expecting and looking forward to something else and it didn't happen, that happened to me so many times with black licorice that I'm like, why is this even on this earth? Okay? It looks chocolatey, but it ain't chocolate. So I had a big issue. Now, the FDA offered the following advice for people who enjoy black licorice, and believe it or not, there's actually a couple people out there that do. I don't know who does. I don't want to call you guys doofuses, but honestly, I mean, what is so tasty about black licorice? Now, the red Twizzler strawberry licorice, I dig. I like the strawberry licorice because it's chewy. And it takes a while to eat, but not the black licorice. So they say no matter your age, don't eat large amounts at one time of the black licorice. If you have been eating a lot of black licorice and have an irregular heart rhythm or muscle weakness, stop eating it immediately and contact your health provider. If you have Obamacare, I'm sorry, I'm not quoting hefty on this, but if you have Obamacare and you just ate a bunch of black licorice, you know, trying to get in with a healthcare provider may be a little bit more difficult, okay? But email me, because if you guys just had a bunch of black licorice, I've got to make sure you guys are getting your hearts checked. Now, black licorice can also interact with some medications, some herbs, dietary supplements, so they want you to talk to your healthcare professional about possible interactions. Now, we've used the licorice in medicinal settings. This glycyrrhizin, or however the hell you pronounce it, we've used it for heartburn, a lot of you guys with stomach problems, you're like, well, take a little licorice. You're right about that. Stomach ulcers, we've used it for bronchitis, sore throat, cough, some infections like virus. They've even used it for hepatitis. The problem is there's really no proof that works. Some of you will say, look, the licorice helps my cough. Okay, great. But do we have scientific proof that it's going to help cure your hepatitis? No. All right, so don't be eating it for that. Now, sometimes food is flavored with licorice, they say. All right? But they say licorice or licorice flavor does not necessarily contain licorice. Just like some meat product, right, that you get at some fast food restaurants, it's not really meat, okay? Instead, I guess they use anise oil, and anise oil has the same smell and taste according to the FDA. All right, so be careful with that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, let me see. So on the poll here, we have a poll going on the most hated candy that you got with trick-or-treating. Okay, John writes a pencil. Okay, that's not candy. Josh writes anything with coconut. I don't mind the Mounds, right? Almond Joe's got nuts. Mounds don't. I don't mind those because there's chocolate with it. Josh doesn't like coconut. Jennifer writes Tootsie Rolls. Oh, yeah. Those little Tootsie Rolls, right? Let me see that Totoro. Tootsie Roll, yeah, Tootsie Roll, those are, Tootsie Roll is another, I have a problem with that too, because they try to make it look like you're sinking your teeth into a nice big juicy piece of chocolate, and again, it's not chocolate, it's like a chocolate product. Jason writes, those disgusting wax lips and fangs. Oh yeah, okay, I get that. Julie didn't like the homemade popcorn balls, because she didn't know where people's hands were. You know, before, that wrapped them up. Yeah, I remember making popcorn balls. Remember doing that in school? You had a stick. I think we stuck them together with caramel. I think what we did is we took a whole, but I forgot how to do that. I'm not a good cook. Lynn writes candy corn. Here's the thing with candy corn. Okay, I tell you why I think candy corn's kind of cool. If you close your eyes, you kind of think it's chocolate, right? So that, yeah, that's, Jeff writes, Bit of Honey and the Charleston Chew. Yeah, those I don't like. Babe Ruth, Butterfingers, those I don't like. Okay, here's an article from the Huffington Post, the 9 most hated Halloween treats. They have candy corn on this. They say candy corn is controversial because who the heck wants to eat a piece of candy that looks like a vegetable? I don't know. Again, the candy corn, because of the high fructose corn syrup, you could close your eyes and almost pretend like you're tasting chocolate. So I'm okay with the candy corn. Mary Jane's. I don't remember what Mary Jane's are. Mary Jane's come back since from 1914. I'm not sure what they're made. Oh, you know what I also don't like is those taffies. Those orange and black candies that are all wrapped up like taffy. I don't like those. Okay, they have Bit of Honey. Bit of Honey started back in 1924. So I can't really blame the makers of that because in the 1920s, you know, everybody was getting drunk. But it doesn't work. Tootsie Roll is on this list. Absolutely. Tootsie Roll, 1896. Tootsie founder Leo Hirschfeld allegedly wanted to create a product that would not melt easily in the heat and be an economic alternative to traditional chocolate. It sold for a penny a piece. Okay. Jay writes, orange circus peanuts. Oh, that's a good one. Okay, orange circus peanuts. Yeah, that stinks. Who the heck wants to eat peanuts? Yeah, don't give me nuts or anything healthy. Good and Plenty. Good and Plenty are pink and white. Those were, created back in 1893. They're just hard to eat. Now, I like Smarties, but they have Smarties in this list. I like Smarties. Whoppers are okay. Whoppers give me a scratchy throat, so I'm not big on Whopper. Whoppers, oh, you know what? Okay, somebody wrote they can't stand when somebody cuts up pieces of apple and gives you apple pieces in a bag and then the apple starts turning brown. What are you guys doing to us? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Keep it coming. What's your worst Halloween candy that you can't stand? I'll be right back.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show, on this very spooky Halloween segment of The Dr. Dolly Show. And yeah, it's live because, I mean, I still got to work on Halloween. I don't know how people take the day off. I was driving to work today and there was hardly any traffic. I'm like, are you kidding me? Oh, but it could be because of Nevada Day. We celebrate Nevada Day October 31st, or sometimes we celebrate it on the Monday or the Friday. We Nevadans do whatever the hell we want. It's Nevada. All right. right. Myra had written about a week ago asking for the list of candies and their sugar and content, etc., because she used that all year long. Apparently, somebody likes my show. And last year I was talking about sugars and, you know, comparing the calories and the grams of sugar, like, quote-unquote, healthy Halloween candy. So I don't remember what I gave you guys last year because I didn't write the article. But I did find something from Business Insider, and maybe this helps, because, again, when you guys buy candy, you kind of want to buy the least caloric, you know, what could be less. I still remember as a kid, okay, you know, candy corn may be a little safer than this candy. So I remember that, so if this helps, let's go for it. So according to the Business Insider, they rate the candies from worst to best. I just want to start with the best, okay? Because that's, you guys don't care that a Twix bar is overly chocolatey and has a lot of calories. What you guys care about is what can you get away with that's low in calories, low in fat, and low in sugar. So according to Business Insider, the number one quote-unquote candy that seems to be the least bad for you are Smarties, which I really like a lot. Smarties only have 25 calories, 6 grams of sugar, and 0 fat. So they say, you know, as long as you don't eat like a whole bag of, you know, a bunch of these, Smarties may actually work. I like Smarties. I also like them because they kind of help with your breath, too. You know, so if I don't want to chew gum. Then comes Tootsie Pops, these Tootsie Roll Pops, right? And remember how many licks does it take to get the center of a Tootsie Pop? Remember those commercials? And you're like, wow, they're licking that fast, you know, because they kind of did, you know, sped up the time. But anyway, apparently they say these Tootsie Pops are 60 calories, 11 grams of sugar, and no fat. So if you really, really need a treat, I'm not, you know, condoning sugar, but, you know, a Tootsie Pop may do what it needs to for that craving as opposed to taking a candy bar. Number three were the Sour Patch Kids. Now, the Sour Patch Kids, 120 calories, 22 grams of sugar. So you're really starting to crank up the sugar a little bit. But according to these other candies, you know, they're not as bad for you. My only problem with Sour Patch Kids is if you guys suffer from heartburn or acid reflux, and I guess now that I have esophageal ulcers, who knew? I can't eat those. I love them, but apparently any sort of gelatinous sour candy will really mess with your stomach acid. So if you have heartburn, I can't tell you to eat those. Airheads. Airheads, I don't like because they're really, really hard. They're very sticky. Right? They can also damage your teeth. But they say Airheads are vegan, according to People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. So for those of you who, you know, want something, it's about 140 calories, 19 grams of sugar. There's 1.5 grams of total fat, but it's not as bad as some other candies. Still a lot of calories, but they're vegan. They're called Airheads. All right, the Laffy Taffy. I can't stand taffy. 140 calories, 18 grams of sugar, 2 grams of fat. Oh, Starburst. Starburst I like. So there's a bunch of different varieties, but they say it's low fat. 2 grams of total fat, 28 grams of sugar, 150 calories. Then you have your little Tootsie Rolls. The reason why Tootsie Rolls aren't as fattening for you is nobody wants to eat them. But if you do accidentally eat any, 120 calories, 17 grams of sugar, 2.5 grams of fat. Then comes candy corn, the Brock's candy corn. Science Daily says it also is made of corn syrup, salt, dextrose, gelatin, sesame oil, artificial flavor, honey, and dyes. But no fat. So I remember when I was in high school, we would opt for candy corn over chocolate because there was no fat. And you want to know what? I was skinny in high school. But 150 calories and 31 grams of sugar, which is not good. Skittles. I cannot stand Skittles. The reason why I can't stand Skittles is they look like M&Ms. You bite into them, and rather than finding nice, yummy chocolate, you practically crack your teeth because they're so hard. But Skittles have low fat, 2 grams of fat, 34 grams of sugar, 190 calories. Kit Kats. I love Kit Kats. Kit Kats, they say, are the healthiest candy bar. Why? Because rather than it being all full of chocolate, it's a crisp wafer. So, you know, there's 200 flavors of Kit Kats. One of my favorite was the dark chocolate Kit Kat. Oh, my gosh. So Kit Kats are one of the healthiest candy bars, they say. Only 7 grams of fat. Milky Way, a little bit worse. 6 grams of fat, 21 grams of sugar, 160 calories. They're heavy, though they weigh about, what, 3 ounces? They're a little heavy, but, you know, Butterfinger I can't stand, but 7 grams of fat, 17 grams of sugar. Babe Ruth, a little fattier, 8 grams of fat. Three Musketeers, 6 grams of fat, so less fat, but 30 grams of sugar, 190 calories. Now, your fun-size plain M&Ms. Now you're getting into the 7 grams of fat, 26 grams of sugar. Fun-size Snickers, 8 grams of fat, a lot of sugar. Now we're going to Almond Joy. Then the raisins, the raisinettes. Milk chocolate raisinettes. Just give me chocolate. Don't be sticking a raisin in the middle. The fun-size Nestle Crunch. You would think those would be like Kit Kats because they have the Rice Krispie thing in them. But nope, 9 grams of fat, 21 grams of sugar. Getting a little bit more fattening is the M&Ms, the peanut M&Ms, then the Reese's peanut butter cups, wrapped 13 grams of fat. Then Twix, 14 grams of fat, 17 grams of sugar, 250 calories. And boy, does that caramel get stuck on your teeth. All right. So, guys, look, we're coming up into the next segment. Really quick things I want to talk about in terms of Halloween and safety. Make sure your kid's mask allows the kid to see. Okay? Don't have them sit there with a ghost thing where they can't see out of it because they need to be able to see 360 degrees around. They need to be able to turn their head around and be able to see what's going on with cars coming. Okay? And use non-toxic makeup, maybe instead of a mask. Put makeup on their face that's non-toxic so you can wash it off. This way they can at least see and not have a mask. Avoid long costumes. They're going to trip and fall. Remember I fell the other day because my pants were long? Okay? Kids can trip, so make sure the costumes aren't too long. Use bright colored costumes. You got to be careful on Batman. Some of them may want to be Batman. Well, they're fine. If they want to be Batman, then make sure they have a bunch of glow sticks as the belt. Put some reflective tape on their costume. Make their trick-or-treat bags really bright. That kind of thing. Make sure all their costumes and hats are flame-resistant. Okay? These kids are going to trip over jack-o'-lanterns that have fire in them. I don't know why people have candles, live fire in these jack-o'-lanterns, but kids are going to trip on them and light themselves on fire. Avoid those costume contact lenses. Those contact lenses will infect the eye, scratch the eye. You could get a corneal abrasion and even ulceration. And they don't really help with your visual acuity. So get rid of those costume contact lenses. Use the sidewalk. The kids are going to want to zigzag across the street because it's the one holiday where they're allowed to walk in the street. Cars don't care. They're in the street. So make sure the kids are using the sidewalk because they're going to want to run across the street. Got to watch out for drunk drivers. There's a lot of people that are partying or they're trick or drinking. Even though it's a weeknight, a lot of people are still partying it up. The no eating candy until you get home rule I think is perfect because then you get to look for open wrappers. You can see if there's dangerous things that don't belong. Also, what you want to do is you want to steal the good candy that the kids are going to forget about. So have the kids go pee after they come back from Halloween, trick-or-treating, grab the candy that you want, examine the other candy, and then give them back the bag. That's what I do. Teach your child to not enter a stranger's home. I don't care if the home is in full decoration. They don't go in. Stay in a group. Carry walkie-talkies. Have your kids walkie-talkie. And drivers, even if it's daylight, be careful. These kids are running around out there and not knowing what they're doing. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.